Well, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. I want to greet you today in the Lord Jesus' name. It's the name that's above all names, a worthy name, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. I'm thankful for the opportunity I have to come and share with you these last several days. And I truly am thankful, and I've mentioned this before, but it's not just for you. It's good for me. It does me good to pray and ask God to give me a message and help me to be able to speak words of life and encouragement to other believers, and maybe even to those that are seekers and have not put their faith in Jesus Christ as of yet. And whichever be the case for you, I thank you for calling in, and I trust that God is at work in your heart and that He is going to bring you to a place where you can rest in Him. And in a world that we live in with such turmoil, rest is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we can rest in Jesus Christ our Lord. There is rest even in the midst of a mighty, raging storm. We can rest in Him because we know that He is God. Because we read His Word and we find out, you know, there is nothing too hard for Him. He is able to handle any situation and take care of His people. It may not be exactly the way we think it ought to go, but that's okay. He knows best. We can trust Him, and one day we'll be able to see it all for what it truly is, that God is almighty, all-powerful, and He loves us. And I want to touch on something today that I believe touches every man and probably most human beings in all the world, men, women, and children. There are some things that are important to us, and there's things that we are striving for and longing for in this life. And when it boils down to the basics, that's what I mean. It's those are the things that man has been working for and striving for all of history. And God has something to express to us in that, and I know we've read some of these passages before, but that's okay. We can go back through and be reminded that there is a solution to some of this, what we face, that will give us rest. And I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 6. This is the what we would call the Sermon on the Mount. It's the teaching that Jesus gave. Very, very interesting and very, very important teaching that Jesus is giving for the practical life, the life of those who are going to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow after Him. He's giving practical application and advice here, and He's laying out the truth for us so that we may learn of Him and follow Him. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, and I'll just begin reading there. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Now, you know, these days we don't have too much of a problem with bank robbers, but you know, back in, a couple hundred years ago, there was some concern about bank robbers. It did happen. And it still happens today, but not near so much as it used to. And people would go and they'd rob the bank. Well, if the bank got robbed, you would lose your investment if you were investing with that bank. And so there might have been some reason for fear. Whatever it is, whether it's, some people today put their money in stock markets or they put it in different things. I don't know a whole lot about them, but the CDs and IRAs and things, I can hear the terms, but I couldn't give you a lot of detail on that, but I understand the principle. It's people that are saving up for the future. They're holding back money to be able to rest as they get older. The problem is people can steal it, or it can go away by some other means, by some kind of a depression or recession or something that could cause our money system to fail. And you have to guard it somehow, and people are very panicky about this and paranoid. And Jesus is saying here, you want to be free from that? Don't lay up treasure on this earth. and the moth and rust corrupts it, and thieves break in and steal. But you can lay up treasure in heaven where you're safe from all those things. It can never be taken. It'll never be destroyed. It'll always be yours. You lay up treasures in heaven. Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I know we've talked about this before. If your treasure is here on this earth, your treasure is in money or any other thing, that's exactly where your heart is going to be. And that's what Jesus is saying here. Verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or which would be money. And I know we've mentioned this before. We've talked about some of these things. It's still a good thing to go back and review. God doesn't want us to be in bondage to money. We'll be a servant there. If we're not careful, we'll be a slave to that money, and we'll despise God. He says, no man can serve two masters. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Now this is important for us. You see the birds that are eating. He's taking care of them. And he's saying, don't you think you're much more valuable than them? Your heavenly Father is going to take care of you. Verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment, or for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. And I want to stop there for a moment. I know we've talked about this before, and you know, it's not wrong to pray for these things, but it would be wrong to worry about them. It would be wrong to let your thoughts be consumed by them. It'd be wrong for us to fret. And the reason why is because God doesn't want us to be burdened with those things. The Gentiles are eagerly seeking those things, he said. That's those that are taking no knowledge of God. They are seeking those things of great importance to them, and they are to us too. But the scripture says that God, he's our Father, he's going to take care of us, just like the sparrows. He's going to take care of the sparrows, and he's going to feed them. He's going to clothe us. He says, just look at the lilies in the field. They're beautiful. Even Solomon wasn't so spectacularly dressed. And it's here just for a brief moment. And God, he gave it to us for just a signature of his love and blessing towards us. He's going to clothe us and feed us. We don't have to worry. We can rest. We can rest in him. And you know, in our country, we have much abundance here. And probably not many of us has worried about those things, probably for a long, long time, maybe never. But there may be coming a time that maybe we will have an opportunity to think about, well, what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? What will we drink? Those thoughts could come to this nation. Very rarely now, there are some that maybe they choose to walk that way, but there are some that probably are destitute, but probably most of us, we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to pray, give us this day our daily bread. We have at least that much in our homes, and maybe much, much more. And there are some poor. I'm not saying that there's not poor people in our midst, but as a general rule, we're pretty well off with all those things. We don't have to give a lot of thought to that, but there may come a time when it does happen. Maybe, well, there could be a multiple different reasons why, and that's not really the point. The point is if and when we come to a place like that, we're given the freedom not to have to worry about it. We don't have to concern ourselves with it because we have a Heavenly Father that's going to take care of us. And you say, well, you know, I've heard of stories of people that were believers, and they've been in those situations. They live in other countries that have been devastated by one thing or another. And yes, it's true. There is very, very much stress and difficulty in other countries. But here's a solution for even that. Even in the most destitute of times, when it's just unbelievable, he says that we can put our trust in him, because I'm going to read verse 32 again. It says, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things." He knows already. And here's the solution, verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take care." For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Here's the solution. It's so simple that it's incredible. Jesus is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God's going to add these things to you. And so maybe if this doesn't apply to us right now, maybe you know somebody or you know of a country or a people that are suffering this way. Let's pray for them. Let's pray that they would be able to turn to God and seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And he will take care of their needs one way or another, whether it's through CAM or whether it's through other agencies or different benevolence that people are just being kind. That really doesn't matter. God uses all those channels. But he says he'll do it. And let's pray for those that are destitute, those that are struggling, and teach them, whether if we may not have any contact with them, but we can pray for them, that God would teach them that they can seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And if they do that with all their hearts, they will be taken care of. And us too, if we ever find ourselves in that situation. God is faithful. And let's remember to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. God bless you.